Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
When I was growing up, my dad was a pastor, so that meant I was a preacher's kid, known for short as a PK. Now, the stereotype of a preacher's kid is a youngster who hates being dragged to church 5 times a week and held up as an example to the congregation. But honestly, I did not grow up being resentful. People ask, if you were a preacher's kid and knew how difficult that life can be, why did you decide to go into Christian ministry as well? I can give you 2 reasons. The first is because of the consistency I saw in the life of my parents. What they preached in church, they lived at home, and that made a difference in my attitude. The second reason I am in Christian ministry is because of a decision my mother made when I was a little girl. In those days, people had high expectations for the pastor's wife. She was counted on to be in charge of the children's activities and the music ministry, to entertain guests and teach Sunday school. All of this, of course, in addition to caring for her husband, her home, and her children. It was an impossible job description. Knowing that my dad would be busy with church responsibilities, she decided that I needed one parent who would be available and accessible when I needed someone. So she decided I would come first in her priorities. From that day on, I knew that if I needed her, I could have her. No matter how active she was at church, she would never push me aside. So if you want to influence your kids, let me encourage you in these 2 areas. Be consistent in practicing what you preach. As Paul said, watch your life and doctrine closely. And then be there for your kids. If you do, I can tell you from experience that you'll have a tremendous influence in their lives.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.